Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, game week has finally arrived for Tom Allen's football Hoosiers, getting ready to take on, well, number 7 or 8, depending upon what poll you look at, those Penn State Nittany Lions of James Franklin. FS1, 3:30 Memorial Stadium on Saturday. No fans, no tailgating, but football.
Been through so much to get to this point. So just a lot of excitement from our players, from myself and our whole staff, just to be able to be in this position. So very thankful, very blessed. It's been quite the journey to get to this point. So we know we're going to have to play our very best to be able to do the things we want to do against the top 10 team in the country. So really excited for the opportunity, though, for sure, and to be able to begin Big Ten play here at home and be able to have our players be able to exhibit all the hard work that they put into this first one.
The 136th season of Indiana football against those Nittany Lions to get it rolling on Saturday afternoon. Our thought for the day, he is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. Have a good Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, as we ready for the 48th annual Boys Football State Tournament to begin this Friday, it's a bye week for the 5A teams, meeting North and Bloomington South. Of course, South getting another furlough on Friday pass when its game was canceled against Indianapolis Jetard, leaving now Gabe Johnson and his staff, by the time they get together and play again, 28 days from the time it played last to when they are scheduled to play at Castle on the 30th of October, perhaps. How daunting of a task.
Well, I think it's tough, Joe. You know, I know we've got a bye week, but we're talking now for us just moving some guys around so that we can practice and get guys ready in some positions where we're not going to have guys for a while, you know, for however many days. Just that adjustment, yep. It's going to be what it is.
Castle lost its last two regular season games. They're 5-3. The Panthers only 4-3, having lost two regular season games. Let's hope they stay in a good mental state and obviously get healthy. Our thought for the day, I don't believe that old cliche that good things come to those who wait. I think good things come to those who want something so bad they can't sit still. Have a good Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.